Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, back at the Amerant Bank Arena, 3 o'clock hour. Our friend Mike Cugno just sat down with us.
Looking from big.
CBS4, all swole and stuff.
Ooh, heavy arm day.
Gonna talk
no arms to
some sports with Cugno.
Support this.
Do you obviously you're here tonight, so you love hockey. Mm-hmm. You saw that Sergei Bobrovsky is up for the Vezina Award.
For the Vezina. I heard about that. about the Vezina.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I wanted to catch you off guard.
2-time Vezina winner.
But enough about your time at FSU. Right? Yeah.
Honey, I hope you're not listening.
We'll have to try again in the 4 o'clock hour with Moeller.
Bring it up.
What is it? The Vezina Award? Do you know?
I think you say it so quick that the eye just gets run over. Yeah.
Vezina.
Vezina Trophy.
Vezina. Yeah. Interesting. Vezina. I like Vezina. It seems like an award that you might, play harder for.
Stand on your head.
Yeah, stand on your head.
And he's doing just that.
He is.
No one's wanted a Vezina Trophy quite like this.
I agree with you.
Oh, the Rapture's back.
Listen, 305. We don't mess around, Cugno.
305.
Dale.
God
bless. Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome, man. We got Vezina Bob to close it out tonight.
You've heard of Playoff Jimmy?
Yeah.
Yeah, Vezina how about Bob. Vezina Bob?
Built different. Built for the moment. The hair's not the same, though.
Yes, oh, very good. Very good. Yeah. All right. Let's get headlines. Alejandro Solana. I don't know if you've seen him. I know you see him on CBS4 all the time. Show him what you're wearing. He looks like a hardware store employee. We've been giving him the business. We're trying to find if he can match our paint swatch and get a key made.
You look like you work at the call center for State Farm.
He knows Jake.
This was the guy Jake replaced. Remember the original Jake?
He's the original Jake.
He's the original Jake.
He's the original Jake. Wow. That's a great great look. All right. Let's get headlines with Alejandro Solana. We'll talk some Heat and Panthers and Dolphins with Cugno. And Cugno can, once again, like he did last week, critique Solana's delivery of the news.
Do I need to give you a go, or
no? But he loves that dramatic pause.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's his thing.
The pausier,
dead
the
air, great for radio.
The pausier, the better.
Okay, strike one.
This sports update is driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford. We know trucks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pausey.
I believe you with that pause.
Very pausey.
Where do I start? I don't know where to start. Do we start with the local stuff? Or?
Cugno.
Peter Jennings never started a newscast. Where do you guys want to go?
Timely. Right. Where are you right now? I was going to ask you this. The Dolphins draft. Mm-hmm. Panthers can close out Tampa tonight. Heat are trying to win one in Miami.
Yeah.
The Marlins have the worst record in all of baseball. Where do you start?
I think you start here. I mean, it's a closeout game, potentially. The Panthers can finally get over the hump of the Lightning. I know the draft is over, but that was really 3 days of coverage. And if you want to go into the Wednesday before, the Sunday after, it's been basically a week there of talking about these guys. There's not much else you can say until we see them on the field. So I think it's got to be what's happening right now. And you've got an elimination game for the Lightning here, or a clinching game for the Panthers. And the Heat can obviously, if they win tonight, then they've done their job and they've split the first four. So I think it starts here with the Cats.
Well, there you go, Solana. There's your answer.
Awesome. All right, so the Miami Heat tonight, they play game four at 7:30 p.m. Terry Rozier remains out. Jimmy Butler remains out. No Jay Rich. Delon Wright is back after the birth of a child. 7:30, game four, Heat down 2-1 in the series.
Is there anything in your professional career that would keep you from the birth of your child?
No. I would drop everything
to
be there. After experiencing it, there's nothing that
And what if you had, though, what if you got, you know, because you do stuff with CBS Sports HQ and you're, you know, so people see you nationally, you get assigned to the Super Bowl and you're doing sideline reporting and it's your first time.
Yeah.
In that instance,
then what we do is we find a good doctor in whatever city the Super Bowl's at. And I make sure I have a beeline right there. I need the car. I need everything ready to go.
Because I say, you know, is there anything that could keep you away? But then there are certain things. Because I don't think there's anything that would have kept me away from the birth of my son. But then I go, okay, well, what if I'm filling in for Howard Stern.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the day. Sure. And, you know, Lori goes into labor. And, like, so then, like, I wonder because I, you know, I maintain there's nothing that would keep me away. And I know you feel the same way. Yeah. And I just, it's an interesting question.
My wife would probably hate me for even suggesting that, like, moving. But I would float the idea. And then once it got shot down, I like my life. So I'd probably have to skip that Super Bowl.
What if it was like kid four, though?
That's a good question.
No, like, you've seen it three. We know what happened. We all know.
But I didn't see much.
Didn't your baby just turn a year old last week?
One, yeah. Last week, she just turned 1 year old.
You were behind the curtain.
I did not go south of the border. I stayed
out.
Really?
Yeah, me too. That's a savvy move. Savvy move.
Not savvy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Even when I went around to, like, cut the umbilical cord, I made sure I kept my back to her the entire time.
I did it with hedge clippers, so I didn't even have to move from behind her shoulders. I needed something.
Solana can help you find those.
Yeah, do you know where the hedge clippers are? What aisle, Solana? Solana, if I wanted to increase my coverage from 100, 300 to 200, 600, how can State Farm help me?
Solana, by the way, speaking of advice, I know you're getting married soon. When this happens to you, go to the birth. Don't drop it to hang out with Tommy Tighe in a game three of a home playoff game.
I don't know, man. Heat playoffs, white hot at the arena, over standing in a birth room, not being able to watch anything. Seems like an easy choice to me, gentlemen.
Actually, so this is funny. Jimmy Butler scored 50 the night before my daughter Abby was born, and when I walk into the room, when my wife's giving birth, they're like, talk to her, try to distract her right now. And so what I did was, because I watched the game, I sat down next to her and I was whispering in her ear how Jimmy Butler went nuts last night. 50 points. Was it the Knicks or the I can't remember who it was.
The Bucks.
Just went insane. They're an 8 seed. They're about to pull off a big upset. And she's like, what the hell are you talking about? That is a true story. Yeah,
that's great, man.
Wow.
Yeah, we don't know what to do.
Hold the leg.
Yeah, didn't do that. No. And I
all three held the leg right there.
I think I was watching a Marlins game. We had a Marlins game on, or maybe it was after the baby was born. I turned the Marlins game on because I remember having a bet that night.
That, like, probably felt like giving birth.
And that was when I think I had to call
his bets.
I think that's when I had to call my bookie. Like, there was no online. You know, it was like 2106. You had a number.
Had a payphone on the corner.
Yeah, exactly. What? Solana, though, once kicked his then girlfriend out of their apartment because the Heat had won the previous game and she wasn't there.
Oh, yeah.
So the Heat game started, she knocks on the door, walks in, and he makes her leave. Yep. So you could see.
Yeah, yeah. The kicking him out of a room for sure. Yeah.
He'd be a great husband, won't he?
Yeah. And he's got it all down. Just make sure you buy a comfortable couch. That's all I say.
How did you know to stay north of the shoulders? I was warned by my brother.
Growing up, everyone talks about
it.
Yeah, you just kind of knew. You just know. They're like, do you want to see? It's like, no.
Yeah, no, no desire.
I keep my eye on the doctor.
Make sure
he's down there doing the right thing.
He's not Drake. He's not going to hit on her.
The curse out of Drake.
He's smiling up at me. Get out of here, Drake.
Hey, the girl in the hospital robe. You look great.
Yeah.
You hear that over the loudspeakers. We have a code green. The girl in the green looks all right.
I just wanted to be there because, you know, you watch all the movies and things go wrong. I just wanted to make sure.
You were going to help, were you?
Yeah, they need me to go wrong.
But to your logic of, you know, once the fourth one comes, you don't need to be there. Once you saw it the first time, why'd you keep going back?
Just to make sure it went copacetic.
Okay, but now you don't even care if there was another one? Now you're not even in the building?
I can't even imagine the horror of seeing my wife crowning. I can't even imagine. The horror.
Not horror, it's life.
That is a horror show.
Get him out, Doc.
There is no, because I remember them saying, like, she's crowning. Do you want to see the head? I'm like, no. I'll wait to see the whole head. Let me see the whole head and the body attached after the Apgar score. I don't need any funny business.
By the way, we're also a generation that grew up with the movie Knocked Up.
Yeah.
And that movie, that'll scar you.
Like,
yeah.
It's kind of like a primer. It's a warning. Yeah.
Underrated scene, too, when he runs in to try to give a hand. They get the close-up right into the crown.
Yeah, not good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I see my babies. The first thing my baby saw was me.
Yeah.
Mm.
Y'all baby saw 45 doctors.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Like, they're not ducks. Like, it's not like if like, it's not going to start following someone else. You know what I mean? Like mama?
That's a great point.
Beer's out of line.
That's a great point. They are not ducks. That is a great point.
I don't have a connection with my baby. As soon as they wiped the slime off, I grabbed them, and I carried them over to Asia and gave her the baby.
I'm proud of you. You're a better man than I am.
And then they let me see that afterbirth.
Thank you.
As a reporter, I'm supposed to have follow-ups. I got nothing.
Don't look at me.
Oh, my God. Not for me.
I used to make fun of people that their legs got weak. I didn't understand what it was like. People just fall down. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, tighten up. You a man. When I saw that for the first time, like I couldn't control my legs.
Became a marionette.
Hell!
Some little wobbly things that be in car lots. I couldn't control my legs, and I had to lean against the wall. I was like, "Oh my God, what is that? Put that back."
I had a fish hook in my leg one time, and my wife comes with me to to get it removed. Yeah, it's happened a couple times to me, and. The doc,
so you tried to get it out yourself, but you couldn't maneuver it out.
Yeah, and so I was like, Jenny, film him taking the hook out. And all of a sudden, the doctor's doing this, and he like pops up and looks up and he goes, someone catch her. She, in the moment, started to faint.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would not.
Yeah, that fish hook's nasty.
Right, because it's like, so what do they have to numb it, I guess, to
Yeah, they numbed it, and I swear to God, they didn't have a tool strong enough to get it out of my calf, and they're like, they saw the janitor roll by, and he had like a toolbox, and he's like, wait, stop him, and they pulled pliers out of the janitor's cart, and I was like, guys, we better not get like some sort of gangrene here.
Is this medical, sir?
Yeah,
the hooks.
That's
you think
wild.
You could snatch it out, but there's a barb.
Beat it through.
Or you could push it all the way back through.
Yeah, just depending on the angle.
Yeah. Right.
I had
get it out the other way
other side.
And then cut the wire.
Cut the barb.
I had one go through my finger and wrap around the bone. And so the barb was hooking on the bone. Yeah. It happens. You fish enough, it happens. People get them in the head all the time.
Well, just cast better.
Mm-hmm. My son got me in the thumb meat between the thumb and the pointer finger. That wasn't very fun.
No. You got to feed that.
I don't like this.
I just snatched it out.
Did you really?
Kept fishing.
Oh.
I'm a man, Hawk.
Well, that's so matched it out, or you maneuvered it out?
No, I got pliers, took a deep breath, and just boom.
Yeah.
If you go slow and wiggle it around, that's the worst part. That's, it's like a Band-Aid.
That's the only time I've almost fainted, because my dad tried to take the one in my finger, but because of where the barb was, I could feel the scratching on the bone, so it was like nails on a chalkboard. Oh. That was like going down. I was like, catch me.
Catch me.
All right. What aisle are the pliers on, Solana? Now, what do we have in the headlines still? Let's get through these.
Speaking of gruesome injuries, Chris Finch tore his patellar tendon yesterday after Mike Conley ran into him on the sideline late in game four before the Timberwolves swept the Suns.
What do you think about that Suns team? They stink.
Yeah, that didn't work out.
That did not work out.
Every player that Heat Nation wanted to come here at some point that
well,
didn't come here.
Well, it would have worked out here, though.
Maybe.
I mean, it would have to be. If they don't get swept by Boston with no Jimmy Butler and no Terry Rozier, there's no way if Eric Spoelstra has Kevin Durant that they're getting swept by anybody.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I'll give you that. I'll give you that. They would have been probably up 2-1 in this series.
Yeah.
Is there something with KD? Can't win an OKC, goes to already established team, wins, and then he leaves and can't win again.
I don't know. I mean, they didn't win a championship in OKC, but he was an MVP. They did go to the finals, and that was a young team. That was young Russ. That was young Harden. It's not like he didn't have success. That's an entire era that was dominated by basically the Miami Heat. I mean, and after that, there's an entire era that had to run into the Golden State Warriors, who says they wouldn't have won titles. I look back at that time with the Miami Heat and the Big Three, and I look at that Pacers team, and I go, had the Heat not existed, that Pacers team was going to run over people because they were just so
with Roy
big.
Hibbert.
They were so big and so tall and so long, and young Paul George was very good. That was a really good team. You know, they probably end up winning a title
you
at
can't
some
do that,
point.
But you can't do that with Kevin Durant. I'm sorry. Like, there's too many examples now. Like, you cannot rewrite. Like, now you know his legacy, don't you? I mean, the only two championships were with a team that probably would have had those championships with or without him.
Yeah.
And when he tried to do it in OKC, while they were great and they were young, they didn't. And when he was in Brooklyn, that was a disaster.
Yeah.
That cost Steve Nash his future coaching career.
But
this has been an absolute disaster in Phoenix. Absolute disaster.
But do you look at like Karl Malone's career and go, yeah, he never won the big one, so I don't consider him a.
Understood. Karl Malone, Michael Jordan. Like, I get it. Barkley, same thing.
Right.
Like, I understand that. I'm just saying. We've anointed Kevin Durant as one of the great champions, and I think it's kind of flawed.
Have we anointed him as a great champion or all-time scorer? Because every time you talk about KD, the label is all-time scorer, and that he is. Because no one can create a shot quite like he could because he's 7 foot but can play at the perimeter and he can dribble like a point guard and he can get whatever he wants. I think we've always said he's an all-time scorer. Is his legacy as a champion tainted because he did it with?
I think so.
Sure, but he's still one of the greatest players ever.
All right, you say so.
Yeah, first ballot Hall of Famer.
Oh, no question.
Yeah. Yeah,
no question.
When our kids are talking later on, you have a baby. When they're talking,
I'm
about
not putting him in my top five of anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
They're not
that's my point.
About
and
Ray
I think
Durant
we thought
Kobe
he.
And,
I think we thought he would have been.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Kobe, LeBron, those guys, we're not speaking of Kevin Durant in 15 years.
No, not in that elk, no.
I mean, he could probably still play 4 or 5 more seasons, Kevin Durant, and we could be having a different discussion next season.
Can we, though? Like, haven't we seen enough at this point? Like, now who does he have to go play
all right,
with?
If he came to the Heat and they won a title, would you accuse him of?
Because he'll still be the best wherever he goes.
Ring chasing?
Yeah, I don't think so.
But it's not ring chasing. Anymore, I don't think.
Well, you're always ring chasing.
Qualifies as that.
Yeah.
But there's a difference between what he did with Golden State, which was, hey, I got to go win a ring so that people take me seriously, to what he's doing now. Like, he's just trying to find the right spot for him.
Listen,
and he hasn't.
Listen, if Steph, Clay, and Draymond showed up to the Hamptons at my house and said, hey, come play with us. Like, everybody's going to go.
I don't blame him for it. I'm just saying that if you look at the totality of his career, you can kind of poke a hole in him being one of the all-time greats only because that is the only time that he was able to win a championship.
Yeah, but he, I mean, he did it.
He did.
He did it.
I'm not saying he doesn't get the rings.
He was Finals MVP. So the biggest series.
Because they were focusing on Steph and Draymond and Clay.
They forgot KD was out there.
Looter in a riot.
Right.
Who's that tall guy over there?
And the fact that Golden State won one without him also doesn't exactly help his case either.
Well, that's what, like, because they won one without him before he was there.
No,
that's
after,
the one. That,
after.
I thought it was before.
They did. Both. They won one before.
Right.
Then they lost in 2016 and they blew a 3-1 lead to LeBron. And then after he left, they won two seasons ago without him. They beat the Boston Celtics in the finals.
Yeah, but it's the Celtics.
Good point. Good point.
Great point.
You watched that last game?
Well, that's not the Heat, though. This is not the Heat.
Yeah.
All right. In the playoffs tonight, after
Heat
Celtics.
Move your microphone up a little more. There you go. You were drooping.
Sorry.
Pelicans Thunder tonight, game four.
Does Luis Zavala have to deal with stuff like this?
At 8:30. Thunder lead that series 3-0. Nuggets, Lakers, game five. Can LeBron pull off another one facing elimination? He hit 30-plus the other night. They're down 3-1 in that series. Timberwolves, again, did sweep the Suns. Clippers, even the series versus the Mavericks, 2-2. Knicks up 3-1 over the Sixers. Pacers up 3-1 over the Bucks, who were without Giannis and Dame in Game 4, and the Magic and the Cavaliers, the least interesting series perhaps in the history of sports, is tied at 2 apiece.
Could have been Miami, man.
I saw a tweet that said they're going to run out of playoff series at some point, and they're going to have to put this on a network that they don't want to put it on. And it's turned into a decent series.
Yeah.
No, like, they literally are burying this series on networks. My NBA TV is in the 700s.
I don't even know if I have it. Yeah. You go back to the old school days where they played NBA games on tape delay.
This one should be on tape, as a throwback.
After Joel Osteen at like 1 a.m., you know what I mean?
Yeah, as a throwback, it would be really funny to put this one on tape delay.
Just some grainy video, too. Huh.
Walker, Texas Ranger.
After Zena.
Zena was bad.
She was bad.
If you're headed to game four tonight, by the way, you will get a white Let's Go Heat t-shirt on every single seat at the Kaseya Center today.
Very cool. They've got the LED light-up towels here.
I know. Stepping it up. I've never seen that
before.
For
the Panthers games, neither had I.
This is pretty cool.
Yeah. Right. Don't throw it in the bathtub with you. Battle
hat. I don't think it's electric.
I don't know if it has that kind of voltage, right?
The Marlins do play the Nationals at 6:40. They blew a 7-0 lead yesterday. They're 6-23 overall. Worst record in Major League Baseball. Again, 6:40 tonight. That ends their 4-game series with the Nationals looking to avoid a 4-game sweep. The Herons beat New England on Saturday 4-1. Messi scored a brace. Kremaski was back. He got on the board as well. Luis Suarez made it 4-1. Inter Miami atop the Eastern Conference standings. That Inter Miami update is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks.
Somebody texts in, Andre Iguodala won a finals MVP as well. So let's slow our roll just anointing Kevin Durant one of the greatest of all time because he has a finals MVP.
He's a very good basketball player.
Oh, I'm not arguing. I'm just talking about the ability. A guy like him, you feel, should have the ability to lead a team to an NBA championship. Or, if you want to lower the bar, a single victory in round one of the NBA playoffs.
Better NBA player, Kevin Durant or Dwayne Wade?
Dwayne Wade.
Okay.
Hold on, but you're saying saying better legacy, right? Better as
no,
it stands
better,
today.
Better player.
Better overall player.
So you're putting player. Together a, you're putting together a team.
Yeah.
They're both in their prime.
Prime D Wade or prime KD?
D Wade.
Not even being biased, I think D Wade.
Yeah. I think it's Dwayne. I think young Dwayne was just insane to watch.
But
you need a bucket.
You down by 6 and you just need somebody to go out there and get points.
Dwayne Wade.
Dwayne Wade led the league in scoring.
Dwayne Wade.
Coward?
That guy could make anything a basket. Like, that guy.
Dwayne Wade couldn't shoot behind the arc.
Yes, he
yeah,
could.
Yeah, but he
nah,
but that's three. Why he went to the basket.
The clock had to be nearing zero for him to launch a three.
Oh, go watch.
I believe I saw him knock down a Golden State team in his final season with the Miami Heat.
The clock was nearing zero.
That's true, and he had already tried to take one shot. And
got
rejected.
Blocked.
Dwayne Wade's a better player. KD's a better scorer.
Yeah. That's the point with him, right? It's the scoring. You give it to him all day, but overall player would be D-Wade.
Like Melo. Isn't Melo like that?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Melo is.
Melo's a clown, though. Come on.
Melo gonna go, he can go get you 40.
But Dwayne Wade led teams to finals, to championships.
Sure. Yeah.
Oh, to start your team around them?
Yeah.
The overall, the defense, the leadership and all. That's why I asked you about KD. Honestly, yeah. I don't think KD cares about leading. I think KD wants to just get points and
right.
in game.
But I think if you ask that question outside Miami, like outside market, that has seen
Kevin Durant 99 out of 100
right,
people.
Right, and that's unfortunate because if you didn't watch Dwayne Wade's full career when he was younger,
right.
I mean,
I think most people know Dwayne Wade from the Cube.
Right.
No.
And yeah,
so,
the game show host.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
Exactly.
Sure.
Yeah.
Eight viewers.
Check clear. That's all that matters.
Check clear, Mike.
And a million per viewer.
That's my favorite saying.
Bro, Kevin Durant's going to go down as top 10 player of all time. I feel like what we're doing here is disparaging him just a little bit. I think his legacy, his overall legacy as
well,
one
but
of,
how do
one
you
of the
count
disparaging?
I haven't disparaged him. I'm the one who's sticking up
I'm just
for
saying,
Katie.
how do you account for this particular season?
No,
and last season, to be quite honest.
I understand that. But again, when we're talking about overall ability on a basketball floor compared to titles and legacy in the greatest of all time or top five debate, whatever you want to do it, I think you have to split the two because overall ability, nobody in the history of the league was 7 feet and could do the things that he's been able to do on a basketball floor. Even going back to OKC when he wasn't able to get over the hump, this dude was breaking records and was easily the number two player in the NBA other than prime LeBron, which is arguably the greatest player of all time, and he wasn't far behind. Like, that has to count for something.
It does, which is why I split it up into eras.
Right.
I was like, he was running into prime LeBron, prime big three, and then all of a sudden Golden State figured it out, and no one was beating them.
But doesn't that have to translate into something, Solana, is my greater point. I'm not even saying a championship. I'm just talking about this particular series. Like, LeBron and that Lakers team in this round one are so overmatched by Denver, it's laughable. And they didn't get swept.
LeBron took that game.
And LeBron's 50 years old.
He took that game over.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I've just had my eyes open about KD after this particular series.
It's perhaps a mixture of a really bad fit, not a great coaching staff, a bad environment. They've clearly laughed off Frank Vogel for the past 2 or 3 months already per the reporting from The Athletic, where guys were literally laughing at him while he was trying to fire them up. And, hey, you ran into maybe the best player in the NBA right now in Anthony Edwards and a true legit title contender in the Minnesota Timberwolves because that team
But don't get
is
swept.
Unbelievable. I'm with you. Don't get swept. I'm with you.
And if you think Frank Vogel is laughable, do what Giannis did. Get your coach fired at the beginning of the season. Like, honestly, but that's what I'm talking about with Kevin Durant and other guys. It's like he seems to be okay with just, you know, playing it out and wherever the chips fall, they fall. And it's like Giannis is like, yeah, we're in first place or second place. I want the coach fired. LeBron, you know, we win a whatever. I want the coach fired. Like, it just, like, do some of that stuff.
Is that KD's team to do that? Or is that
wherever
is that
he is
Book's,
should
is that
be
Book's team at this point?
That's what with KD, I don't, if leadership's not the right way, but like being active in all decisions and really trying to build like LeBron would tell people what to do and get involved and go upstairs and all this. Like, KD, I don't know, but it seems like KD drives to play basketball and then goes and lives life. Like, he's not interactive with the organization.
He's in someone else's home everywhere he's gone after OKC. So it's not like Giannis walks into that building in Milwaukee and it's, oh, hi, sir. Hi, how you doing?
Right.
LeBron maybe took player empowerment to a different level everywhere he went. The one place he couldn't do it was Miami and left because of it. or in part of it. And then you look at, he comes into Devin Booker's house. He comes into Steph Curry's house, where those are the leading voices there. Everywhere he's gone outside OKC, basically he's always, he's asking, can I use the bathroom, right? He's not telling people where the bathroom is.
But in Brooklyn, like, he put that team together. He signed off on Steve Nash being the coach. The biggest criticism,
the
biggest criticism from the Brooklyn Nets staff after he left, and we kind of started to find out what went wrong there, was that Kevin Durant wasn't vocal enough. When things got iffy with Kyrie Irving off
Kyrie,
the floor,
he was just kind of like,
he wanted to take a back.
Not my spot. And you're like, well, wait a second. You're the guy that wanted him here. Yeah. You're the guy who signed off on Steve Nash. Like, yeah, at some point, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'll just say you're not going to win a Vezina with that kind of.
Not with that attitude.
Attitude, yeah.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com, free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. A gorgeous afternoon in sunny South Florida. Some might even call it white hot. That is your weather.
Wow. That was something. I don't know what it was, but that was something.
Oh, lame.
Mike Cugno from CBS4 is going to hang out with us for the entire hour, so don't go anywhere. We'll take a quick little break here.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Can you yodel?
No, I'm Black Hawk.
Hawk and Crowder.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're at the Amerant Bank Arena. Panthers hockey tonight. You'll have Heat basketball tonight at the Kaseya Center. Mike Cugno is sitting here with me and Crowder and Tree. How about the Dolphins draft?
Yeah.
Do you have any thoughts on it? Neither of us really, beyond the first pick,
right,
watch too much of it or know too much about it. I read some grades from other media outlets. It was pretty much B's across the board.
Yeah, B's across the board, because you're just wondering, did they load up on guys who could be starters one day? And I think that's how people try to grade the draft. And even Chop Robinson's, although a lot of people like the pick because of his speed and the ceiling so high with him, they wonder if you know, he's a little bit raw. Is there a couple things he has to learn? But to me, I think they just needed to fill holes in a lot of different places. And I thought they did a good job of doing that. It's just, did you find did you know you got the replacement for Andrew Van Ginkel? Like, when you drafted Gink, you didn't know he was going to be that. It turned out that he was a good player in the end. You got to make sure you did that again in some of these later rounds, you know, that kind of player. I thought a lot of the injuries they had this year, they addressed it much like they did 2 years ago when they went in that playoff game against the Bills, decimated at the corner position, went out and got Cam Smith. We'll see if that works. But this year, decimated at edge and linebacker. They filled that need. I mean, if you remember, Achan and Mostert missed time last year too, so it didn't hurt to go get a running back. And clearly, they like this guy enough to jump back into the.
That one seems strange to us.
That was the question. Yeah.
I kind of liked it though. Like when they did it, I was like, "Oh, you know what? No, that could help because I'm forgetting his name. He was a rookie last year, Chris. He ended up getting hurt. Yeah. He ended up getting hurt too. That running back room did have their bumps and bruises throughout the year, so they did add some fresh young legs in there.
And it seems like I don't know, Chris Greer, I think he's a good GM.
Yeah.
But it seems like McDaniel has his hand on the draft as well. He's getting guys he wants. People killed me about what's the kid's name? Malik Washington.
Yeah.
We need a big receiver. Why are we going to get another guy under 6 feet? If this man wants an offense with a bunch of little receivers, let him run his offense. It was number one offense in the league last year.
Yeah. I'm kind of one of those guys. I would like to see a different receiver in the mix somehow.
Big target.
But,
the end
zone.
We're going to send another little guy
Chase
there.
Chase Claypool?
But
we saw how Chase worked out.
But that's,
maybe not him in particular.
But the caveat with the big receiver thing is you hadn't had a good tight end in Mike McDaniel's system yet. Right, so that's why everyone's clamoring. Well, if you're not going to get the tight end, at least give me someone with a little bit more size. So as Solana made the joke, you're not throwing back shoulder fades to the 5'10 wide receivers. Like, some of this does make sense to ask for a larger target because they just hadn't had it.
Miami Dolphins, by the way, just sent out a press release. Yep. Dolphins today have announced they have exercised the fifth-year options on linebacker Jalen Phillips and wide receiver Jalen Waddle. Mm-hmm. Phillips and Waddle are now signed through the 2025 season. So I don't think
No surprise. They mentioned that before the draft.
They're not a shock. Not a shock there for anyone. So you give the draft a B?
Yeah, I do. Because I think you kept hearing it a lot, even in the press conferences, the word upside. And so if the Dolphins hit on all those guys in terms of their upside, then that B turns into an A minus. But you just don't know what they're going to turn into yet. Did you find more Van Ginkels? Did you find another Robert Hunt in the draft? Those were later round guys, not first round picks, that ended up being heavy contributors to your team. And that's what you
Solana says. It was Chris Brooks.
Chris Brooks. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Solana loved Chris Brooks. Goodness gracious.
Game changer.
But also, we love Skylar Thompson. This guy has called for every Dolphin starting quarterback to be benched for Skylar Thompson for four seasons now, however long it's been.
I mean, he had the Bills on the ropes, you know what I mean? Like, he went into Buffalo, gave him a little scare.
Anyway, Mike Kuhner, you want to stick around with us in the first segment of the 4 o'clock hour? Do you have stuff to write?
Are you going to kick me out for Clay again?
No, but we're going to kick you out for Moeller in the second segment of the 4 o'clock hour.
I asked Goldie if who would win in a fight, Plagans or Moeller, if you just put him in a phone booth, and he said Moeller.
I don't think there's many people Moeller would lose a fight to.
Oh. Yeah, but Doug's a big dude. It's not like
Moeller won't lose though. Yeah. That's the problem.
It was real.
Problem.
It was real quick how fast Goldie said Randy would.
Yeah, yeah. Moeller is. You see him, he's got that gait.
I'm looking in your eyes right now, and this is worrying me because even Channing's like, nah.
I was gonna say, like, yeah, I can go with him, but he just seems like he'll like bite you.
Just
your
keep
face.
Coming at you. I don't think you get him to
jam his thumb in your eye socket. Like I was just, I'll throw a little fisticuffs at you, but you're cute.
All right. I got another segment of me, I think.
All right, there you go. You want him to stick around for another segment, Solana?
Listen, man, that's my CBS4 brethren right there. So
you better
say
yes.
He's your plug.
You better say yes.
Yeah, you better not run him off. Mike Kuhn, you'll stick around with us for the headlines in the 4 o'clock hour. Randy Moeller is going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. Doug Plagans will stop by in the 5 o'clock hour.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Is anyone listening to us?
Hawk and Crowder.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.